com.
Good morning. We're looking at one accident that could slow you down as you head out this morning. It's at I-295 South at the Duval Road exit out near the airport on the north end of town. If you're heading into town downtown on I-10, we're seeing backup starting at around McDuff Avenue, and it stays slow to Cassett this morning. 60% chance of rain with thunderstorms today. A high of 88. More rain tonight with a low of 71. Right now, it's 72 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Former Congresswoman Corrine Brown's lawyer is encouraged by the recent Supreme Court ruling, siding with a Christian wedding cake baker. In a letter to the Court of Appeals, her attorney wrote the ruling applies to the Brown corruption case because of the way it addresses freedom of religion. Democratic candidate for governor Gwen Graham's campaign is now running TV ads for the first time this election season, accusing Republicans of having all the wrong priorities. And lawyers for NFL quarterback at the center of the national anthem controversy, Colin Kaepernick, may serve subpoenas against President Trump and Vice President Pence. They want to find out what was said to NFL owners about Kaepernick, who hasn't been able to find a job in football in 2 years.
Contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
Welcome back to the program. Roger Henderson, Kevin Derby, Alexander Pantanakis filling in for Ed Dean today. You can't subpoena the president. That's Colin Kaepernick story. I mean, you could try.
Well, it was done with the Paula Jones case, wasn't it? I think there's precedent for that.
Was he ever successfully? I mean, that was extraordinary circumstances,
right,
that involved.
That was a special prosecutor.
Yeah, prosecutor was involved, and this looks like this is just attention grabbing to me.
Yeah, and I do think it's perfect timing. I mean, look, NFL camps are about to start. We always know there's a quarterback shortage. You always need an extra arm in camp. Though that being the case, I keep wondering why Matt Moore hasn't signed from the Dolphins.
No one knows who Matt Moore is.
Oh, come on.
Except for me and you.
Except for people in South Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tannehill's any good. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But no, I do think it's kind of what's going on here. I think this is kind of just a reminder, trying to keep Kaepernick's name in the news, try to keep him relevant, which frankly is getting to be tougher and tougher with each passing day.
Yeah, Kaepernick created this problem for himself. You know, can't find a job. Probably good enough as far as talent to at least be a backup somewhere, but no team wants that controversy.
Sure. I mean, it's just like, Roger, if you were owning and operating a restaurant, Roger's Baked Goods or something, and you had a great person that was phenomenal running the cash register.
Right.
Like this gal, she was fantastic. She was friendly and this and that. But she happened to, while she was at work, express her political opinions very loudly so everyone in the bakery could hear you. Well, you as an employer have the right to make a determination on that, in my opinion. This is a very cut and dry case.
And your example is probably extremely mild compared to the firestorm that Kaepernick created
around
the country. Yeah,
I get it. He has every right to state those opinions, but as far as I'm concerned, there are times and places to do that, and certainly not at work,
yeah,
and it's certainly not during the national anthem.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Look, there are a lot of employees, you know, even high-level ones who get fired for idiotic things they post on social media or Twitter.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. If you're going to have those kind of opinions and take them to the world, you better be prepared to deal with the consequences.
Right.
I mean, the general manager for the NBA, was it the Sixers?
Jerry Colangelo,
yeah,
yes.
Just got fired
for
his wife had a bogus Twitter account or something, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So
it was weird about trying to, like, fix, you know, throw out fake rumors and stuff, draft picks and signings.
Did he have a golden parachute? I mean, when you fire someone at that level sometimes, they're not complaining because, you know, you have to guarantee their contract or something.
I would think so. Colangelo, if memory serves, was he part of the organization of USA Basketball with Coach K in the Olympics? I think he was, which is funny. This is probably more talk than the Philadelphia 76ers have gotten on the First Coast in decades.
And rightfully so. But this is just another example of that gets you fired, I think, very quickly. I think in terms of negative attention, nowhere near to what the Kaepernick story did.
Sure.
And look, owners have a right to make that determination. The Kaepernick's attorney is trying to accuse the ownership and the league conspiring together to.
Yeah, they're calling it collusion.
Does this sound familiar? We've got a lawyer and this case trying to get attention, throwing out words like collusion, trying to subpoena the president of the United States.
Right.
they're just trying to latch onto a story here and stay relevant. I think Colin Kaepernick, he's got the charity and different things he does. He's trying to raise money, maybe.
He's set for life. As far as money goes, he'll be okay.
I'm sure CNN will hire him as a political contributor or something if they – I mean, he's not going to have any trouble.
The way ESPN's going, I think that might be a better launching platform.
With Jemele Hill, they can host an 11 six. O'clock.
Yeah.
It's really sad what's happened. Anyway, the number here, 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We were talking about Katrina and Reggie Brown. They were, of course, indicted. Was it last week? It seems like it's been so much longer than that. Now, this shouldn't have been a surprise, at least with Katrina, for folks that were following the story. Anytime the FBI shows up to your office and takes out boxes of papers.
And computer hard drives.
You're probably in trouble.
Right.
I don't know. And these guys, when they indict you, they rarely miss. They got a pretty good record here. Of course, as Roger said, they are innocent until proven guilty.
Legally, they're innocent, so we don't want to call them crooks, because we don't.
No, but all I can say is it doesn't look good.
Right.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
And the evidence, at least as I've seen it, is pretty convincing.
A lot of money, too, and a lot of people are raising their eyebrows. How in the world is the city of Jacksonville, with its obligations to fund various things, writing checks to people to start private businesses? Why can't you just go to a regular bank?
Well, it does bring up an interesting discussion of sort of that tug that we see, Kevin, within the party and within, I guess, state politics certainly too, is that quote-unquote crony capitalism, government money being put in to fund different businesses or moving. Certainly Rick Scott through Enterprise Florida has done a lot of that versus this is a free market, that argument. That hasn't come up yet, but I imagine opponents of quote-unquote crony capitalism, I'm putting air quotes around that, will use this as an example of why it needs to stop.
Yeah, they absolutely will. And look, let's just be very candid. Both sides do it. Last Friday, for example, Rick Scott started celebrating, hey, we have the biggest quarter in Florida tourism history. We've had this many millions of visitors. It's amazing. But look, the reason we're doing it is because Visit Florida, the public-private partnership for the tourism industry, is bombarding the rest of this country with ads promoting Florida. So, yeah, there's absolutely on both sides here.
The contrast, Vistar announced yesterday that they're moving their headquarters to downtown Jacksonville, bringing around 600 or 700 jobs to the area, not taking a penny of taxpayer money. So it can be done.
It can be done. It absolutely can be done. But, Visit Florida, Enterprise Florida, state agencies, county agencies, cities, they will use tax breaks, give outs to try to lure businesses for economic development. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
The extreme would be when that business doesn't create jobs, when that person's elected to council and is then indicted.
Yeah.
Like that would be, you'd put that in the failure category, I imagine.
I think so.
Not worth it.
One of the common things we do see happening with respect to what we're talking about, crony capitalism, what you're talking about, is if there's a company that's already out of state and you're trying to lure that company, like the Amazon offer, to Florida, as opposed to injecting a local homegrown organization with state or city money. Do you see the benefit for that? Even with the Vistar, from what I understand, and I may be wrong, I don't know if they're going to be hiring a whole lot of new people. They're just moving people from another location to downtown, right?
Well, they're taking over the old SunTrust building.
Right.
And there's, I think, a big effort to get businesses into that hub and into downtown Jacksonville.
We've been hearing that song for 30 years, since the days of Tommy Hizzouri. I mean, I'm sorry. Downtown, we keep hearing that. We're going to bring back downtown. We're going to have a River City Renaissance.
Wouldn't you agree that there's certainly more momentum there now than there has been certainly since the recession and certainly since, I think, the last 10-15 years.
One person, Shad Khan.
Shad Khan.
You've got the Rummel development on the South Bank. You've got that very interesting situation going on with the Landing in the city right now. There is there's a lot of attention there.
Yes, but I'll also go back to, we used to have
Laura Street Trio in addition to that.
But we used to have a Starbucks in the Landing and it went under. Starbucks don't close their doors every day. It just shows you.
Do you think that was more of a Landing problem?
I don't know. It could be location. But getting back to Roger's point, are there success stories when you come in from out of – get a company out of state, lure them to Florida? Yeah, and I'll tell you a huge one. It doesn't get much talk about. But about 2012, 2013, Florida landed a corporate headquarters for a Fortune 500 company. It came from New Jersey to Southwest Florida to Naples area. It's Hertz Rent-A-Car, and that has been a huge, huge boost for Southwest Florida. There was a lot of taxpayer dollars in that deal. I'll also say Texas, Rick Perry's record, there were a lot of money going out from Austin to companies to come down to the Lone Star State. You know, and it has boosted Texas's economy tremendously.
You know, there are successful stories. Like any business decision, I think you should look at this as a business decision. What is the cost to the taxpayer, and how quickly can we see that money back?
Absolutely.
And what's the return on investment?
Absolutely.
So I'm certainly open to that discussion, but I think this story is potentially a black eye for that.
Yes,
and you're not
going to
hit on
so.
All of them. I mean, you think
very
about
so.
What they did. I don't know if it was the last session, the session before that, with Richard Corcoran and Governor Scott going mm-hmm. back and forth, and they brought up the Emerald Lagasse thing
sure.
and Pitbull mm-hmm. and those stories that were flops in terms of taxpayer money being used to bring businesses here.
There absolutely were. Though Scott,
or grow jobs.
Though Scott did get most of that money.
Right.
I think one of the sticking points in that session was accountability. Look, Scott was calling for $250 million as basically, you know, Enterprise Florida could have for emergency throwing money around without really any authority from the legislature. I think that's what the bullet was there. That was the sticking point.
904-222-8255. We'd love to hear your comments in this. Comments and more coming up after this.
And on 95 South after Bay Meadows Road, there's a broken down car. And if you're on I-10 going east headed toward downtown, there's backup starting at McDuff Avenue all the way down to Stockton.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Lorraine Hendricks, your candidate for Duval County Court Judge Group 8. Hurricane season is here, and last year residents of Jacksonville had significant damage due to Hurricane Irma. We're a strong community, so let's get prepared together. And don't forget to check on your elderly neighbors and help them out. Pick up some extra provisions for them, and let's be as prepared as possible this hurricane season.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Lorraine Hendricks, nonpartisan candidate for Duval County Judge Group 8. Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com. Lots of rain this afternoon with thunderstorms and a high of 88. More rain tonight with a low of 71. Right now it's 72 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top news stories we're bringing you this morning. Democratic candidate for Florida Governor Gwen Graham's campaign is running TV ads for the first time this election season, accusing Republicans of having all the wrong priorities. Lawyers for NFL quarterback at the center of the national anthem controversy, Colin Kaepernick, may serve subpoenas against President Trump and Vice President Pence. They want to find out what was said to NFL owners about Kaepernick, who hasn't been able to find a job in football in 2 years. And former Congresswoman Corrine Brown's lawyer is encouraged by the recent Supreme Court ruling siding with a Christian wedding cake baker. In a letter to the Court of Appeals, her attorneys wrote, "The ruling applies to the Brown corruption case because of the way it addresses freedom of religion."
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Alexander Pantanakis, Kevin Derby, along with Roger Henderson, filling in for Ed Dean this morning. So the G7 coming up, it's going to be very important. President Trump, of course, now, while we've got that, getting into a back and forth with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, bringing up the War of 1812, oddly enough. I mean, that's the most Trump thing ever. You know, they're talking about tariffs, and he goes, well, you know, didn't you guys burn the White House down?
Well, he lives there, and as I understand it, there's still some char marks in certain...
So he lives with it
exactly.
To this day.
If you take a tour of the White House back, you know, areas that only the president and, I guess, people, you know, in the know can get to, there are actually parts of the White House that are still burned. They can see it from what I understand.
Yeah, one of my favorite restaurants in Washington's actually is supposedly the place where the British officers toasted the burning of the treasury in the White House.
So, oh my God!
I've had fish sandwiches there many times. Great place.
Trump saying that he's going to skip the climate portion of the G7 after his Twitter spat with Trudeau and the French Prime Minister Macron. This is Trump on the global stage. A lot of these, my impression is, a lot of these foreign leaders don't particularly like him. Mm. They view him as, you know, sort of they'll use words like nationalist and sure. All this and that. And what's your take on all this? Is this the best strategy from a United States perspective? Trump's pretty set on doing these tariffs, and now getting into a back and forth with France and Canada is unique to watch. Certainly, we haven't seen something like this. A U.S. head of state going to debat with Canada and France in some time.
Now, I'll give you that. I think, to be very candid, it helps Trump with his base. It helps.
Absolutely.
It helps Trudeau with his base up in Canada. Mm-hmm. Remember, Trudeau took some major hits. His trip to India, which was a disaster. He actually dressed up in native Indian apparel. Didn't look very good. It helps Macron with his base. You know, look, Macron has to try to, you know, he's a centrist, but he's trying to bring the left in as well. I'm a free trader. I believe that free trade is good for the country. I believe it's great for a port city like Jacksonville. I don't think it's a great policy. But at the same time, I get why the various politicians on the global stage are doing this. It absolutely appeals to all three of those leaders' bases.
Isn't this exactly what he said he was going to do?
Trump. Yes. Yeah, he did. He did. He absolutely did. We all knew what we were getting with Trump, and I think a lot of people.
I
think they did.
He said what he was thinking, but I think there was an expectation by some, at least in the Washington bubble, that he's saying this stuff now, but a lot of politicians say things, but when they get into office, XYZ happens, and we haven't seen that, at least in terms of this issue with this president.
No, agreed. On this issue, to be sure. Look, I think there are parts of Trump's agenda which, frankly, he has no control over right now. I think the fact that we have the biggest federal government in American history, the largest national debt in American history, Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate. The Republicans have been saying, we're going to cut government. We've been hearing that for decades from them. They haven't done it. I think that part is kind of out of his control.
At the same time, you know, the bureaucracy certainly is growing, but he has cut regulations.
Absolutely.
At the sort of the effect on the private sector level, which I think was the most heinous of.
Oh, I agree.
So that, I think, is an achievement.
But I still think, you know, the swamp's going to be there. The swamp has been there a long time. The swamp's going to be there long after Donald Trump's history. And that's the thing. I think it has been going on for decades. You know, this is going to take – to reduce the power, the scope, the cost of the federal government, it's going to take a long twilight struggle going on for decades. And, you know, what America does, kind of moving to the left with Obama, swinging back to the right with Trump, kind of taking the middle with George W. and Clinton. You know, government is like fire. It spreads. It doesn't matter. You cannot control it. The bloat just continues to assemble. And we're seeing that even under a Republican agenda.
Here. You'd almost think that some really smart people would get together and come up with some sort of comprehensive, very long-term plan to slowly scale back the beast and the bureaucracy. Now, of course, that's sort of a pipe dream, I imagine, getting people in Washington to agree and be that courageous and coming out publicly for something like that. It's certainly unique.
Yeah, it would be. But here's the thing. I think when all said and done, it's going to continue to spread. It's going to continue to grow no matter who's in charge. And that just tells you how out of control it is.
Swampy.
And look, here's the thing. You know, even the Republicans, like, well, we'll throw another $700 billion at the Pentagon. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, come on. The Defense Department is just as much of the swamp as everything else, unfortunately.
904-222-8255, 904-222-TALK, the number here. Let's go to John, who's calling into the program. John, welcome. You're talking big government.
Yeah, it's good that you mentioned the Pentagon, because what Admiral Turner did when he fired 3,000 veteran CIA agents, you know, loyal first and second generation, we need to go in there and fire about 3,000 of the communists that he pointed, you know, from Harvard and from Princeton University. I don't know if anyone's aware of this. The news isn't covering it, but they just called a DIA officer spying for the communists, Ron Rockwell Hansen. There's a trial now with Roy, a CIA agent, working for the communist Chinese. The United States needs to get hardcore in communism. And listen, we have no, lobbyists for conservative movements in Washington, D.C. Heritage Foundation, one of their founders, Michael Needlebaum, or Needham, went to work for Marco Rubio to push pro-amnesty, to push gun confiscation using secret courts. That's what Rubio's working on with Lindsey Graham. And then Dan Holler from the Heritage Foundation just went to work for the Rubio administration in Washington, D.C. to do the same thing, you know, the Koch agenda. I mean, we're conservatives are fighting a two-front battle line, and we need to get serious on communism and their collaborators. And now they're supposedly – they just arrested one of the Senate Intel security chiefs for leaking. So we need a massive cleanse, and as you were saying, it's government is big for a reason, and it's to promote communism.
Well,
Kevin,
I'll say one quick correction. Those guys that you mentioned were with Heritage Action, not the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation was founded decades ago. Heritage Action is kind of their political wing. That's who they were with. It's apples and oranges, but. You know, and I get it's a minor point, but I do have to make that correction. No, I think it does have an interesting point, though. Look, when you look at the CIA when it was first established back in the 40s, the 50s, you had guys like John Foster Dulles. You had a lot of people from the Eastern establishment, guys from Harvard and Princeton and Yale, who went to work for the CIA, you know, Teddy Roosevelt's kids, Kermit Roosevelt, that kind of thing. You know, he's right, though. One of the reasons we're starting to see, you know, the elite schools have gone so far to the left, and that's who your leadership is in government. And let's be very candid. It's also your leadership in the private sector. You know, we keep hearing from conservatives, why aren't big business helping us? Well, who do you think's in charge? It's the same people who are in charge of government.
Yeah, getting some breaking news coming out. The celebrity chef from the Travel Channel and CNN, Anthony Bourdain, has passed away at the age of 61, so I'm sure that Town Hall will be talking about that.
Wow.
Yeah,
from an apparent suicide, yeah. According to CNN, which is...
Very sad. Mental illness, major problem that people are suffering from. So keep his family in your thoughts and prayers.
He's a young kid, yeah.
On the roads right now, I-95 north, the Trout River Bridge, something in the highway that could slow you down. And if you're on I-10 headed toward town, look out for backup starting at Cassett Avenue. Traffic being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
Our friend, State Representative Matt Caldwell, one of the Republicans running for the Agriculture Commissioner.
Every issue.
How is it possible that Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the DNC, are not under investigation for collusion with the Russians?
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Lots of rain expected this afternoon. We're looking at thunderstorms too and a high of 88. More rain this evening. Overnight, the low 71. Right now, it's 72 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Alexander Pantanakis, Kevin Derby, and Roger Henderson filling in for Ed this morning. We'd love to take more of your calls, 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255, the number here. Of course, you can connect with Ed on Twitter, Ed Dean Radio, and follow him on Facebook. And of course, if you haven't already, what are you doing? Download the WBOB app. So when you're not by a radio, you can listen to Ed's show and all the great shows we have here on WBOB at any time. Oh, Kevin, coming up right after this, we're going to delve into a local spotlight here. What's going on in St. Johns County? I know we got a lot of listeners down there. People are just flocking to that county. It's booming. You know, we're going to take a look and see what issues we've got going on down there and how people can get engaged and stay involved. So it should be interesting.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great segment.
904-222-8255, 904-222-8255, the number here. Do we have time to take James's call?
You know what? We probably won't be able to give him justice because we do have to take a break.
We won't be able to give him justice.
if he wants justice,
then he's calling into the wrong show. But we'll get to James' call, and we'll get to all the calls right here, right after this quick break on WBOB.
By the way, if you've got a smartphone, whether it's an Android or an iPhone, very good thing to have on your phone is the WBOB app. You can look for it where you get apps for your phone, the App Store, Google Play, or from WBOB.com. And that way you can take us with you on the go. Very convenient, especially when you may be heading out of town, maybe on a road trip. You can listen to us anywhere you are. Never miss any of the program here every morning with the Ed Dean Radio Show. We'll be back with more. Ed Dean out today. Alexander Pantanakis and Kevin Derby filling in for Ed. I'm Roger on WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As he prepares to head to Canada for the G7 summit, President Trump has been on Twitter this morning. He writes he's looking forward to straightening out unfair trade deals with the G7 countries. The president adds, if that doesn't happen, we come out even better. Following the G7 summit, the president will travel to Singapore for his meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump holding out the possibility that Kim could eventually be invited to visit the U.S. The Justice Department announcing that it will no longer defend some key parts of the Affordable Care Act. And the Washington Capitals have their first Stanley Cup, claiming the NHL title with a 4-3 victory last night over the Vegas Golden Knights. On Wall Street this morning, futures in the red, Dow futures down 122 points, NASDAQ futures off 58. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're on I-295 going south Bay Meadows Road, look out for an accident. We're looking at the traffic cam right now, and it is causing some backup. On I-95 north at the Trout River, a broken down car, and 95 south at US 1, there is another problem there. It looks like that's on the north end of town where there's a car with some engine trouble. Strong chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 88. Tonight, more rains expected. Overnight, the low 71. Right now, it's 72 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democratic candidate for Florida Governor Gwen Graham's campaign is running TV ads for the first time this election season, accusing Republicans of having all the wrong priorities. Lawyers for the NFL quarterback at the center of the national anthem controversy, Colin Kaepernick, may serve subpoenas against President Trump and Vice President Pence. They want to find out what was said to NFL owners about Kaepernick, who hasn't been able to find a job in football in 2 years. And former Congresswoman Corrine Brown's lawyer is encouraged by the recent Supreme Court ruling, siding with a Christian wedding cake baker. In a letter to the Court of Appeals, her attorney wrote the ruling applies to the Brown corruption case because of the way it addressed freedom of religion.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
Alexander Pantanakis, Kevin Derby, and Roger Henderson filling in for Ed Dean today. Of course, we're all watching the growth in St. John's County. It's the 14th fastest growing county in the country. Did you know that, Kevin?
I knew it was growing quickly. I didn't realize it was in the top 15 across the country. That's impressive.
An estimated growth rate of 28%. So as more and more attention is being paid to St. John's County, we'd like to talk about some of the issues going on at the county level with our guest, Erica Alba, for this segment. Erica, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So on that point, what's your take on all the exciting things, I guess, from a county perspective and all the new families that are coming into the county?
Well, St. John's County is a wonderful place to live. I think it's the best county in Florida. And so it's not surprising that people want to move there. In fact, people have been moving there for 500 years. We have the best schools in the county, and we have the most beautiful, best schools in the state and the most beautiful beaches. But, you know, that brings trouble and that brings growth. But we have to make sure that we maintain our growth and that we have smart growth and that we're reasonable and that we make sure our infrastructure keeps up with our growth. There's nothing wrong with growth as long as we make sure that our current residents don't suffer.
Erica, St. John's County, with the exception of Monroe County, has basically had the lowest unemployment rate in the state for the last 2 or 3 years. How do you keep that going, and what do you think is the reason for that?
Well, I think our building and tourist industries are really one of the key or two of the key factors of why we have such low unemployment. That being said, if elected, one of the things that I want to work on is we need to have higher paying jobs. Tourist jobs are great and we need them, but it's sometimes hard to raise a family on those jobs. So we want to bring more industry into St. John's County and to have higher paying jobs.
Well, getting to diversification, look, tourism, new home construction, we know, we saw it not that long ago when Florida gets, when the nation, we're in recession. Those industries in this state go down. We saw that in Flagler County, which had one of the highest unemployment rates. What kind of diversification do you think St. John's needs to make sure it's not just tourism, new home construction, building, to keep that growth going?
Sure. Well, one of the problems with St. John's County that we have to be really cognizant of is that currently only 13% of our tax revenue comes from our commercial tax base. We need to get that number up to about 35%. So we need to start attracting new kinds of industry, maybe some advanced manufacturing, maybe some white-collar call centers, those type of things, anything where we can bring in jobs that make, $50,000, $60,000 a year, because that'll diversify your economy. And then if, goodness, we never want this to happen, but if we go into another recession and the building industry slows or the tourist industry slows, we've got a backstop in our other industries to make sure that St. John's continues to thrive.
We're joined by Erica Alba. She's a candidate for St. John's County Commission as a Republican. Erica, obviously, attention, of course, paid to jobs, but especially when it comes to local issues, we always talk about crime and public safety. I know you're a former prosecutor. How important it is that, and is that even an issue in St. John's County in a race like yours?
Well, you're correct. I am a former criminal prosecutor. That was my first job out of law school. I did that for several years, worked my way up doing lots of different types of cases, and finally was a prosecutor for child sexual cases. And, truth be known, I would have never left that job, but I had student loans, so I had to go out into the private sector. But, you know, we are lucky. St. Johns County is a very good place to live, but that doesn't mean it's immune from crime. We've got a very strong sheriff who works very hard to make sure that St. Johns County remains safe. And we have to just make sure that we keep our eye on the ball and that as we grow, we don't, you know, unwittingly allow the criminal elements to come in.
When you think about not just St. Johns County, but really all of Florida, especially on the coast, we immediately think of our beaches. Mm-hmm. You know, in Duval, we certainly have had our issues with beach nourishment. Nassau County, give us an update on what's going on in St. Johns County, specifically Ponte Vedra, when it comes to beach and potentially beach nourishment.
Sure. Well, 34 counties in Florida are what we would call shoreline counties, where the ocean is right on the edge of the county. 32 of them have beach nourishment programs. Unfortunately, St. Johns County is one of two that doesn't. So we need to create a beach nourishment program. You mentioned Duval County. They have a successful one, as does Nassau County up in Fernandina Beach. They have a very vibrant one. So we need to think of different ways to pay for this because it's very expensive. And we have some different ideas. There's some state funding, federal funding. There is a survey going out to the residents of Ponte Vedra right now to see if they would be willing of it. It's called a Municipal Services Benefit Unit. That's a really technical term for saying, will you tax yourself for beach nourishment? We'll see where that goes, but I think it's incredibly important that we do have a beach nourishment program. Our beaches are one of our most critical assets, and we need to make sure that we take care of them.
We're joined by Erica Alba. Erica, one last question before we let you go. We've touched on a few different issues here, but as you look forward to the next, projecting the next few years, the next 10 years, what are going to be the most, what's the most important issue that when it comes to shaping the future of St. Johns County?
Well, I think our growth is not going to go away, and given that the building industry is one of our two largest industries, we don't want that to go away. But we just have to make sure that we really think about issues like traffic, whether our schools, we don't want them to get overcrowded. We've had a little bit of growing pains, but we're having, you know, a couple of new schools come online next year, which will help that. We need to think about environmental issues such as do we have enough green space for our communities? So just those issues that kind of collaterally connect with growth. And as long as our leaders keep our eye on the ball on those issues, I think we have a great future in St. Johns County.
Erica Alba, you can learn more about her at ericaalba.com, candidate for St. Johns County Commission. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Alex. It was a pleasure.
All right, 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We'd love to take more of your calls. Let's go to James, who's talking about federal records. What's all that about, James? Welcome to the program.
Okay, this is your legally blind friend, listener. I talked with you, Bob, I guess a week ago or so. I've got a couple stories. I was born in Washington, D.C. at the Columbia Women's Hospital in 1938, and my stepfather's mother retired at 70 years old in the 60s from the federal government. Her job, and she ran a whole department, was to trace death certificates from the First World War. I imagine the department's still going on. And probably there must be somebody tracing death certificates from the Second World War. It was an uncle of my stepfather's, was in the quartermaster corps, and they, back in the Second World War, we couldn't get butter, and they took tons of butter and shipped it over to India, and it sat on the end of a pier. The Indian people over there in India didn't know what to do with it, so they used it for suntan lotion.
Wait, what?
That's a couple of the things that the federal government does.
Okay.
Okay. Talking about government waste, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
James, thank you
so much.
Thanks for the call. That was very interesting to hear.
Thank you. I had no idea that the butter had been used for suntan.
And I do understand why the film.
That sounds like it would, like you'd bake.
Yeah, isn't there an episode of Seinfeld where that's, like, Kramer puts himself butter and suntans or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, look, I get, you know, the federal government, I understand why they trace death certificates of veterans. You want to make sure there's no bonus frauds. You remember in World War One, the veterans had a bonus, of course. It was a huge issue in the 30s. So I get that part of it. You know, I mean, you look at, you know, back before the New Deal, a large chunk of the federal government went to pensions for the Grand Army of the Republic or World War One veterans, that kind of thing. So that part I get. But, yeah, there's absolutely always going to be government waste.
Boy, when
sure.
you're on the show, man, we got Civil War covered. We did the War of 1812. Now we're doing World War One. What's next?
We're going to be talking about the Gilded Age.
Oh, good. All right.
The politics of Chester A. Arthur.
I know. There's a bunch of history majors listening going, finally, a show for us.
Whenever I open my mouth, radios all across the First Coast change the dial.
Finally. We've been waiting so long.
On 295, going south at Bay Meadows Road, look out for an accident. We can see on the traffic cams it's causing backup. And 95 north at the Trout River Bridge, be careful. Something in the middle of the road could slow things down for you this morning.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, A.J. Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof, so I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof, and after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be, no leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC, Roofing with Integrity, at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Green Acres Sporting Goods comes up with another limited-time special, a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson Shield for only $269 while supplies last. Many other summer specials store-wide. Green Acres Sporting Goods is buying guns from one to a whole collection. See the expanded archery department and pro shop and rod and reel repair. Concealed weapons permits classes are still only $39 6 days a week. Green Acres Sporting Goods, Normandy Boulevard, 1.5 miles west of 295. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
A strong chance of rain with thunderstorms by the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. More rain this evening. Overnight, the low 71. Right now, it's 72 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Lawyers for the NFL quarterback at the center of the national anthem controversy, Colin Kaepernick, may serve subpoenas against President Trump and Vice President Pence. They want to find out what was said to NFL owners about Kaepernick, who hasn't been able to find a job in football in 2 years. Former Congresswoman Corrine Brown's lawyer is encouraged by the recent Supreme Court ruling, siding with the Christian wedding cake baker. In a letter to the Court of Appeals, her attorney wrote the ruling applies to the Brown corruption case because of the way it addressed freedom of religion. And Democratic candidate for Florida Governor Gwen Graham's campaign is running TV ads for the first time this election, accusing Republicans of having all the wrong priorities.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Welcome back to the program. Alexander Pantanakis, Kevin Derby, and Roger Henderson filling in for Ed today. We would like to take your calls, 904-222-8255, the number here. Let's go to, is this the third James we've had call in?
Third James.
They're all different, right?
All different guys,
it's
yeah.
If your name is James, you need to call into the program right now. We can set the record for the most James to call into a radio program. Anyway, well, welcome to the program, sir. Go ahead.
That's kind of fitting. I am the third, so I guess I am the third James. So I was calling about Alba for St. John's County. Did she even touch on, like, St. John's County being the number one school district for the state of Florida? I have three properties in St. John's County, and the reason they fill my rental properties is because it's the number one school district in the state. I mean, we get parents that fight over the properties when they come open at the beginning of the school year simply because it's the one of the best school districts in the entire state.
Sure. She certainly did mention that, and when she talked about it in terms of the rapid growth, and you being in real estate certainly know about that, that you're experiencing in St. John's County. I said it earlier, it's the 14th fastest growing county in the entire country according to the U.S. Census data. So it's certainly an important issue, and I'm glad she talked about it.
The one big issue that I'm finding with St. John's County is yearly is that the persistent need to raise the millage rate when it's brought up all the time, especially during the REC for St. John's County, the Republican Executive Committee, when they talk about it, is the fact that why isn't the growth offsetting the tax revenue for St. John's County? They constantly want to raise the millage rate. And what happens is the beaches, which she talked about a lot during that last call, is the workhorse of St. John's County. And those are the people getting bled dry in St. John's when it comes down to it. Anybody who has that coastal property, they're paying outrageous amounts of property tax over there.
When you pay $6 million for a house, I imagine your tax bill's probably fairly high.
But their millage rate is also higher, too, so that's an additional cost over there by the beaches.
Right.
But the problem is they look at those people as an endless source of income, and I'm actually surprised that she's a Republican with a lot of the stuff she was talking about with growing green and
whoa. I don't know what call you were listening to, but she talked about growth and having smart growth and public safety, and did she ever mention green anything?
No, more like diversifying the economy. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, James. I'm not sure what the program you're listening to, but I appreciate your listenership. 904-222-8255, the number here, 904-222-TALK. And that is not just a St. John's County thing, but really a Northeast Florida thing. And you've talked about it throughout this program, Ed. As the economy is now growing, things are really hot right now in Florida. I mean, certainly you look at the value of your home. If you're a homeowner in Northeast Florida, it's just gone through the roof the last few years.
Sure.
You're probably making up the losses you had around 2009-2010, and mm-hmm. you've probably come out of that a little bit, depending upon where you bought. As we look toward potentially, these things happen in waves, right? It goes back and forth. Another recession in the next 5 to 10 years, what do we fall back on?
Yeah, that's going to be, I think, an interesting question in Florida the next 10 years. And it's interesting. The American Petroleum Institute started pushing, let's have offshore drilling off the coast of Florida again. They have Jeff Kottkamp, who was lieutenant governor, kind of spearheading the charge. And then the question is, well, if we do this, we have 56,000 new jobs by 2035. And my response is, that's it. Mm. We'll add $2 billion to the economy. And my response is, $2 billion to 2035, that's it. That's a drop in the bucket compared to what our tourism industry is right now. Mm. So the question is,
well, I don't know if anyone can tangle. I mean, that's the 800-pound gorilla is tourism.
The mouse is absolutely running the state.
Sure.
But look, the question is, where do you go? Is it going to be manufacturing? Is it going to be energy? Is it going to be you know, logistics, ports. I thought we had a chance for that. I think, frankly, Savannah's taken eaten our lunch with the Panama Canal expansion.
We can beat Savannah.
I don't think so. I think Savannah was well prepared for the Panama Canal expansion, much more so than the state than the 14 ports we have in this state.
It's sort of a pro and con, right? It cuts both ways. They've got Savannah, right? It's kind of it. And we've got 14 ports, which is awesome, but they're all kind of competing for each other's business in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, you also have Brunswick.
And state dollars. But Brunswick compared to
Savannah, sure. But, and that's the kind of the thing. It's like, do we want to focus on Port St. Joe or the Port of Fernandina Beach? Or do you want to throw
Jacksport?
Jacksport or, Port Everglades. Port Manatee is the one I thought was going to take off. It's the closest port in the United States to Panama. It just never really took off the way I thought it would. With the Panama Canal.
It could have been that. And Rick Scott talked a lot about that. It's been a while now, but
it has been.
He was the port's governor. I remember talking about that, especially during re-election time. it is exciting. And I think the growth you have seen, now again, you can't compare it to what they've done in Savannah.
Sure.
The growth you have seen is something like Jacksport, especially now we're going to 40 to 47 feet in the river. Those could be very positive things, but it's not something that happens overnight.
No, it is a long-term investment, and I will give Scott credit for that. I'll also give Scott credit for, offering two-year degree. Those two-year colleges becoming four-year colleges, offering degrees at $10,000 or less. I think that helps. Trying to get people not just to move to Florida, but to stay here, to have families with roots here. Yes, I mean, we hear from callers like the one earlier, well, I'm a fifth-generation Milton, who is a fifth-generation or whatever Florida family, which is terrific, native Floridian. But, how do you get people to stay here? And I think that's going to be kind of the big challenge in the next 15, 20 years in Florida.
Well, we live in Florida. That's a very, a beneficial thing. People come here from all over the world just to go on vacation. It's right in our own backyard.
That's
quality
right.
of life, entertainment options,
absolutely.
I believe, is one of the big things that keep people here, if we can get them to come here maybe for school.
Well, yeah, right. Get them here for school and also give them opportunities to, if they're looking at kids and where are they going to send them to college. I mean, we got a ton of options here throughout the state. Things like Bright Futures
absolutely.
Make it easier for Florida residents.
Absolutely. And look, Florida has led the U.S. News and World Report for best colleges and universities the last 2 years. The University of Florida has raised its standards considerably. So therefore, Florida State has UNF, which was on nobody's map 20 years ago. No offense to my UNF colleagues.
Hey.
But, they are now on people's maps.
Right.
UCF is now the largest transfer school in this country. You think people want to be in Orlando? That's our great it's kind of an underreported story here.
Mm-hmm.
Schools in Florida, private schools like my old stomping grounds, Jacksonville University, they are all doing better. They are taking off, and that has been a boost here in the Sunshine State. It really has been. It's gonna pay dividends in the decades to come.
The only thing I'd watch, though, is the, in my opinion, growing and looming bubble that's out there is the student loan crisis we have in this country.
Absolutely.
It is astonishing. The amount of money folks are spending on taking out loans, which, by the way, aren't bankruptable, FYI.
Yeah.
We're having 18-year-olds, handing them a piece of paper and going, hey, make this decision that will affect the next 20 years of your life. Take out tens of thousands of dollars in debt. For most 18-year-olds don't even know what they want to do. So we've got to take a hard look. This isn't a Florida thing. We've got to take a hard look at that in this country, of whether that's really the best way of going about training the next generation.
Absolutely. And I will absolutely give the Scott administration credit for those $10,000 degree challenges for Florida colleges.
Right.
The one thing I will say is, look, people are like student loans. This is both the left and the right ganging up against the rest of America. The left wants to throw money at colleges, give professors higher salaries. The right is so enamored of for-profit colleges, which are often, you can get a proprietary school which has a more expensive degree than Harvard or Yale.
The left has no credibility when it comes to this. When the Obama administration took over the student loan stuff,
it
has totally ballooned since then. And I would have got to go to break. 904-222-8255 if you'd like to weigh on this issue.
Okay, look out for a crash at 295. It's going south right at around Bay Meadows Road. We can see on the traffic cams it is causing backup. And if you're on I-10 headed toward downtown, Lenox Avenue is where the line starts there.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Household incomes hit a historic high, home mortgage interest rates falling for a second week in a row, and hot weather affecting high school learning. Those stories next.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly and I am debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
The net income of U.S. households jumping 1% in the first quarter, cracking the $100 trillion mark for the first time ever. Higher home prices, a key factor in boosting net worth, but other assets like bank accounts and stocks contributing as well. Long-term mortgage interest rates fell again this week. The back-to-back declines followed weeks of increases that hit hard at first-time home buyers. Freddie Mac says the average interest on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is now 4.54%. And a new study by the National Bureau of Economic Research suggests hot weather makes it harder for high school students to learn, claiming on average every 1 degree Fahrenheit increase during school years reduces learning by 1%. Almost any high school kid or anyone who went to high school could have told you that. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 7 and 11 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dimes Financial Report.
If you're relocating within or out of the Jacksonville area or in need of residential property management or planning new construction, then you need Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build, call Home Finder Realty. And for residential property management up to 4 units, Robert McDonald has a challenge. Shop everybody else, then get the best offer from Home Finder Realty. Call 241-5501, 241-5501, or click hfrjacks.com.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
There is a strong chance of rain with thunderstorms by the afternoon and a high of 88. More rain tonight. Overnight, the low 71. Right now, it is 72 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Welcome back to the program. Alexander Panthanakis, Kevin Derby, and Roger Henderson. Oof, that's a mouthful. Well, we're all filling in for Ed Dean today. Don't worry, Ed will be back on Monday. Ooh, are you playing the flute in there, Roger? What is that?
It's called bumper music.
Ah, yeah. Okay. How much time do we have?
Zamfir in the pan flute there.
We'll break for news in about 20 seconds.
Okay. 904-222-TALK. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, you're listening to WBOB and the Ed Dean Radio Show.